This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
What we want from you guys right now is to admit you've been scammed.
Yeah, you got scammed.
Will you admit it?
I got scammed three times, and I was proud of the first time
I got scammed. You got scammed by the speaker dudes.
I got speaker dudes, and then when I was living up in Gillette, Wyoming, the whole city got busted for a pyramid scam that I was involved in. At the very tail end, though, I didn't get any. I reaped no
so,
benefit.
In the whole pyramid thing,
oh, huge pyramid.
You were at the base.
I was.
You got nothing, but you contributed.
$400.
It was a big one.
I bought my way in, and then my girlfriend at the time, I bought her way in, and literally, like, the next day, like, the...
They shut the whole thing down.
The whole city down, because on the next day as a newspaper, it was like, whole city caught in a pyramid scam. Yeah,
Steve,
so I know.
Did you not know what they were?
I had no idea. I had no clue.
I got scammed by a pyramid thing, but I was only in for $20.
Oh, see, that's not. But when they explain it, what's on paper, it's like a dream.
Yeah, you just got to keep finding idiots like yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You
got to
just keep finding people
yes.
underneath you.
And I never got a chance to do that.
So there was a scam. Here's the thing. I don't know that this is a scam, but you convinced me. Friend of show, he's a fellow radio dude out in San Diego, and he described this situation to us, and I don't know that it's a scam, but you instantly perked up and went, oh, man, did he fall for it? So he's at a grocery store, and he's buying his stuff, and he's in line, and there's a mom and her daughter in front of him, yeah. And they're not buying a carton of Marlboros and a case of Natty Light. They're buying staples.
Yeah, the basics to survive, to live.
Yes, yeah. Bread, peanut butter, eggs, milk. It looks like just groceries, some mac and cheese, you know, whatever, just food for the family. So they ring it up, and then she goes, okay, total's 55. She scans her card. She, like, swipes her card. Beep. I'm sorry, ma'am, that's declined. Well, let me try it again. Still didn't work. Yeah. I have a different card. Don't worry. Declined.
Yeah.
Third card also declined. Now, at this point, this is where it starts to feel a little like a scam. The mom never looked at him.
Right.
The little girl did.
With the little girl eyes.
Like.
With the face of.
I'm so hungry. This peanut butter was going to be so good.
But we can't.
We got to go home now without it. So he's like. Obviously, you guys, hey, no, don't, yeah. I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding at the bank or whatever. Swipes his card,
yep.
Pay for it. They're like, oh my God, you are such a lifesaver. Thank you. You don't have to do, thank you. They bag their groceries. They walk out. He's buying a few things. He buys it. He walks outside. They're still outside packing their groceries into like a 2017 Mercedes.
Like a C-Class.
Yes.
Right? It was a Maybach.
Now, the fact that they're driving a nice car, does that make it a scam?
No. Because maybe they could afford the car, but not the gas or food or rent or electricity.
But you immediately were like, oh, Bert, he fell for the oldest one in the book. It's like, if you're really going to scam somebody, don't you park your Mercedes around the block and, like, walk around with your kid, look like you don't even have a ride home? Like,
they did this scam so much, they got just too lazy to have to walk the lot. They just started parking right at pole position.
Because the scam that is, like, sometimes the dude's on the side of the road when they're looking for money. Like, disabled vet, need help, homeless mother of three, just whatever the things they have on their sign. Those guys sometimes get lazy and they park their Cadillac too close and you can see it.
Exactly.
And, you know, because I've seen them get off shift and they start walking away and they're like, okay, and they jump in their Escalade that's way better than my busted Tacoma. And I'm like, what? So, I mean, is that...
He got scammed, yeah.
I don't know that he did.
Because you brought up a good point. Who walks around with three out-of-date credit cards that when you scan
you'd
them...
Have to, yeah.
You'd have to plan for that.
Unless you're a scammer, then you would.
They're professional scammers. They're so good at it, they're driving Maybachs.
But you got your daughter involved.
Yeah, you got to start them young, man, because then you got to...
She's a grifter!
Exactly.
My daughter's a grifter!
Yeah, he got scammed.
We got about 20 other stories that have happened in the news, but we really want yours. I mean, there's lunch ladies that just got, they didn't get scammed. They were scamming the system. It's a long story, but they had scammed $500,000 of stuff off the school district.
Yeah, at least for the last five years. They're suspect now, maybe last 15 years. And no one says, you got to respect those ladies. I mean, this year after year.
I know, but only to be doing it that long and only get $500,000. It seems, I know, that's a lot of money.
Then they got to split it by two. So
yes.
They each get a quarter mil. And then, yeah.
Well, now they don't get anything. They got to split their jail time.
I know, they got too greedy. They should have just quit. They were close to retirement.
So, and there's another story in the news, and this one's kind of confusing. And honestly, we'll voice this, guys, if you're feeling weird about telling us how you got scammed, or if you just want to tell us about a scam that's out there or whatever. This woman, so you know how people will go online and be like, hey, just send me some money and I'll send you this, or hey, give me your credit card and I'll get you. So somebody got scammed and they gave a guy their credit card information, to which he bought a laptop.
Yes.
But he didn't want to get caught, so he didn't send it to himself, he sent it to like a mailbox place.
Yeah.
So then his next order of business, he didn't want to walk in there and get busted picking it up in case it was like a whatever. So he put an ad out saying, hey, I need somebody to just do me a favor. Go to this mailbox place, get the laptop out, put it back in another package and send it to this address. So he's a scammer who doesn't ever want to get caught. So the woman who he hired to go pick up the laptop, she went, picked up the laptop, went, sweet. Put a bunch of magazines in a box and shipped them to him.
Oh,
so she scammed
the
scammer.
Wow.
She's in trouble.
Why?
Because she stole a laptop.
No.
She stole a stolen laptop, but she stole a laptop.
Technically, no.
Technically, yes. It wasn't hers. He scammed it first, but she scammed the scammer.
No. She bartered magazines in exchange. So he got his value.
But
she
there was
got
no
hers.
Sort of like, yeah, if you could just pick up a laptop and send me a bunch of Boy's Life. Maybe a couple of Red Book.
Call it even.
We're good, right? I didn't pay anything for it anyway. Just send me that.
You're right. She stole stolen property.
She stole.
Well, he's going to get in trouble, though, too, right?
I don't know. Because called the police in the first place? He had to call and go, yeah, listen, I'm a terrible scammer, but somebody scammed me.
Yeah, basically. And now he's going to walk away scot-free.
Probably.
Wow. He scammed the system.
Yes. That's what we're looking for. Extra points if you're a scammer.
Yeah.
Tell us the scams that are out there that you've fallen for or you've watched other people fall for. Morgan?
Yay.
Scammed.
So when I was freshly 21, we met a girl. We worked at a bar, and she was new to the bar, and she told us that she had a way for us to make a lot of money.
Oh, boy.
And she was going to hire us to be cocktail waitresses in an underground casino, and it turned out to be an identity theft scam, and she took our social security numbers and all our information and started opening up a bunch of things in our name.
Oh boy, was she wicked smart. That's
because she said the exact right job. It's some like sexy job. It's like, you want to be a flight attendant and fly all over? Like, she just had
she was good.
She even went as far to like sit us all down and go over like how to not send our money suspiciously.
Dang.
Sent us to like a Macy's to get fitted for our dresses and stuff.
Jeez.
And all the while she's just opening accounts and living large on your name.
Yeah, like a couple months later it was about to happen and she disappeared, quit our bar, and like about 6 months after that some of us started getting notifications. People were opening up accounts and credit cards.
Man,
and
she's good.
She is great. That's awful.
Were you able to like get your identity all fixed?
Yes, I did, but I believe some people, it took them a lot longer than I did.
Dang, that she's good.
Right, that's one to look out for. Thank you, Morgan. Kathy?
Yay.
Scammed.
So I got an email saying, like, because I used to work for IBM, and then I stopped that job, and then I was like looking for a new job, and I got an email asking if I wanted to interview, and I said yes, and it seemed legit. Like, he sent me his work email and was like, just like, email me your information and then I'll call you for a phone interview. And then when the interview came, he was like, well, actually, we'll just do like an over like IM interview. So we did that, and then he was like, well, you're hired. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I'm going to send you. It was for a work from home job. And he was like, I'll send you all the information. Give me your home address and I'll send you like all your equipment that you need for your job. It's going to be like a call center type thing. So I waited and like every day he would email me and be like, oh, just let me wait and get like all this stuff figured out. And then by the time I was supposed to start, he was like, did you get everything in the mail? And I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, oh, well, maybe something happened. Like, send me your bank account information and I will put the money in your account.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'll put the money in your account and then you can go buy it yourself. And by that time, it had been like 2 weeks that I had been waiting to like start a new job.
Yeah.
You didn't give him your bank account, did you?
I did not.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. By that time, I had waited for so long and my dad was like, that doesn't sound right. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't.
Boy, that could have been
I never did.
Because they get you so,
right.
It's just like the other one. They get you so excited and then you're like, I'll just do it that way.
You're on the hook.
Yeah.
Good for you for not all the way falling for it.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Kathy. Maddie.
Yay.
Scammed.
So about 2 months ago, actually on May 31st, me and my best friend from high school dressed up as catering chefs and snuck into Kanye West's private listening party for his last album.
OMG.
You dressed up. You just happen to have chef's clothes right. Laying around? You have a tote?
No, we went to a restaurant supply store and bought them.
And they didn't question anything. Just let you guys roam free.
It was a confidence thing. You just had to outplay him. We identified the head of security. All right, this is the big guy, and walked right up to him and said, hey, thanks, boss. You're doing a good job of keeping us all safe inside. Walked right past him.
Smart. And then do you drop the chef's clothes and act like you're just a friend?
Kind of. The dinner was still going on and the music didn't start. So we actually pretended to be chefs and caterers for like 45 minutes. We were like taking out the trash, doing dishes, serving drinks. And then when the music started, we smuggled in our street clothes in a trash bag. We went into the bathroom.
Jeez.
Literally bumped into Chris Rock on our way in and out.
Dang.
Hopped the fence and listened to the music.
So you partied with Kanye.
I have pictures with Little Yachty, Designer, 07, No Shake, like all of the huge artists. I hugged Kanye before his bodyguard elbowed me. But
Maddie, that was awesome.
You are our favorite scammer ever.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.